part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMZ.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, it's hour number two. Thank you for being here, and thank you to every one of you that have already made a phone call, 800-503-1948. Hour number two, off and running on Baldwin McCullough Live. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us and that you're making a decision to proactively help a child to do something that they cannot do for themselves. Stephen, I wish I could put a microphone right next to your belly when I say this, because I have a feeling that the boiler would speak. But if I came to you and I had the authority to do it and I said, okay, Baldwin, the next meal that you've been salivating for, because you walked in tonight with pasta and so forth. So if we'd gotten all that pasta and put it in front of you and then said, you don't get to eat any of this.
My boiler would have...
I think it would start going...
No, it wouldn't.
I think it would, like, start talking to you immediately.
It would have instantly revolted. It would have instantly just reached out and taken hold of your esophagus.
So imagine then if I said, okay, not only that meal, but tomorrow, with no warning, no preparation, you don't get to eat for the whole day.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, I'm an eater person.
But I want you to imagine what you physiologically would experience if you were suddenly forced into a isolation chamber.
It'd be horrible. Yeah.
How about the day after that? So now you're going on 48 hours plus.
Sure.
Nothing. The plight of nearly 60 million orphans every single day going 72 hours or longer without food on a regular basis is not fantasy. It's reality.
Mm-hmm.
And a child dies every 90 seconds because of that reality, and that's why we're here tonight. 800-503-1948 to do something about it. Gary Van Dyke, Food for Orphans founder and CEO, is also with us. And Gary, when I stop and think about those words, not eating for my next meal, like my mouth waters. I start to feel like even though I know that I'm philosophically discussing it, I'm not like actually thinking I'm going to have to miss my next meal. My saliva glands begin to actually respond, and my mouth waters going, wait a minute, what do you mean I'm not going to get food?
Yeah, the thing is that your brain knows that there's still going to be a refrigerator full of food, there's a pantry full of food, and you probably will. So it's not even reality
right,
for you.
Right.
What about these kids that you said 60 million of them go to bed hungry every night? They're the ones that they don't have a clue when the next meal is coming from. It's not like I can't eat tonight, I'll eat tomorrow. They know that tomorrow there may not be any food, and the next day there may not be any food, and they don't know when the next meal is coming from.
Right.
And yet you and I know that every 4 or 5 hours we're going to have access to some food, and all we're asking people to do is to share a little bit of that food with these orphans who have nothing.
And the number is 800-503-1948, 800-503-1948. The website is www.2012in2012.info. That's the numbers, 2012in2012.info. And Gary, you know, when we started talking about launching this campaign, 2012in2012.info, I told the story, you know, last week when you and I were together in Dominican Republic, and I remember Gary clear as a bell. I've asked the Lord to forgive me, but I remember we showed up at the one orphanage, and there was no food.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, now hang on a second. I'm sitting there going, I mean, I hope to be somewhat intelligent here. I remember turning to you and going, this is some kind of joke. This has got to be they must have, you know, hid the stuff because they knew we were kidding. Right, Gary? And you looked at me and, you know, a lump in your throat, you went, no, Stephen, these kids got no food. You remember that?
Yeah. And we found that that there was no hope. They didn't know when the next food shipment was going to come, when they were going to have enough money to go out and get food at the local market.
Right.
That breaks my heart, Stephen. It's a perfect reminder. Here, I know where my next meal is coming from. I know when the next meal is coming. And these kids had no clue.
Yeah.
And they weren't complaining either.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just their life.
You're right. You're right. Well, thank goodness for Food for Orphans. And thank goodness that to everyone that can hear this message today, 25 cents, a quarter that's just rattling around in your pocket right now, can give one of these orphans a meal, one whole meal each day.
And I want you to, again, I want you to go back into your own imagination. And you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, the phone number 800-503-1948, or the website 2012, that's 2012, N-I-N, 2012, 2012.info, I-N-F-O, 2012, N-2012.info. And if you give online through that site, the King's Ransom Foundation is going to match every dollar that you give dollar for dollar. It costs $92 to feed a child for 1 year. We are attempting to feed 2012 children before the end of this year. That's 2012 in 2012. That's what it all means, 2012in2012.info. And if we get all 2012 children fed, then King's Ransom is going to feed another 2012 children all on just matching funds.
Mm.
So, friends, how can you help us with this? Can you take this to your neighborhood neighbors? If you live in an apartment building, can you talk to your friends in the building? If you go to church, can you take this to your small group, your Sunday school? Can you get together and say, how can we, you know, maximize what we're doing? Because if every gift given is matched, friends, we're going to be able to help closer to 4,000 children by the end of the year, if we can maximize that match. But Gary Van Dyke, founder and CEO of Food for Orphans, I wanna just say, when people are imagining that hunger in the pit of their stomach, and you've all felt it, right? You've gone a whole day working and you've forgotten to eat. I this happens to me a lot, actually. And I get home at night and my glycemic index is really low, and my wife's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "I don't know, I don't feel good." And she's like, "Did you eat today?" I'll be like, "Oh, no, I forgot to." And then what she does is she makes this huge plate of food and feeds me this wonderful meal. When Food for Orphans shows up with a bowl of rice and chicken and beans and vegetables and the 21 vitamins and nutrients that are infused into that are specially designed for an orphan's malnourished state, Gary, it has to look to that child the same way that plate of food from my wife looks to me at the end of the day, only much, much more important to the outcome.
Kevin, I don't want to pat myself in the back, but I love being able to see these kids get this meal because they absolutely love the recipe. They love the flavor of it. It's a real easy meal to fix. And whenever I show up, I'm the hero because they think it comes from me, but it really comes from the folks that are listening right now, those people that say, "Yes, I've got a quarter in my pocket, I'll give it." And I love to be able to see these kids and see how they react to it. But they absolutely love it. And one of the things that I think is fantastic is we talked about King's Ransom Foundation is going to be doubling it. You know, $92 will feed an orphan every single day for a year. But I want to do this a little bit more. I want to challenge the listeners right now. You that are listening for a reason. I want to challenge you to feed 10 orphans. That's a gift of $920. I know that's going to be a sacrifice for most of us, but this is something that will be a real blessing to these 10 orphans who get fed every single day. But then the King's Ransom Foundation will double that. And they'll feed another 10. That
right.
means that your $920 gift is going to feed 20 orphans for the next year, every single day.
Yeah. And literally, as we talk about, Gary, we use the word preventable, and we use the word malnutrition, and we use the word preventable, and we use the word starvation. Because that children do not have to die of these conditions. For 25 cents, every person within the sound of my voice right now could pick a phone up and say, I'm going to save one child's life. And make a friend, whatever dollar amount you can give, divide that by 25 cents. That's how many meals you're delivering.
Yeah.
Because this is going straight into feeding the kids. So here's what we need you to do. 1-800-503-1948. Operator is standing by. It's 2012 in 2012. It was featured in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. The website is 2012in2012.info. And every gift given through that website matched dollar for dollar. $92 feeds a child. And Gary has just said, how about trying to feed 10 kids? I like that. 800-503-194.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
A lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. just to walk away. No one would blame you if you didn't want to face the pain. You find yourself...
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen Baldwin here with my homie, Kevin McCullough.
And our very good friend, Gary Van Dyke, who's the CEO and founder of Food for Orphans. And tonight, we're doing something that we have not done in ages on this broadcast, and that is we've set aside the news and the events of the week. What are you worried about? The election? It's still going to be around next weekend. There's no earth-shaking change that's happened this week. But it'll still be around, and we'll still be talking about all things related to your life in the weeks to come. A big welcome to AM660 WORL for joining us for the first time this weekend, and Food for Orphans, the Drive 2012 and 2012 is what we're aiming at. And Gary Van Dyke, CEO and founder of Food for Orphans, one of our strategic partners, you travel the world, and you get to hold these kids, see these kids, talk to these kids. Tell us about a story in which you've looked into a child's eyes, and you've seen the difference in having food and not having food, and how it made an impression on you.
Well, we had started talking about Sahi earlier. He
yes.
was in Myanmar, and his family was hit with that cyclone Nargis a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, Sahi had to watch his mother and his father and his five brothers and sisters die right in front of his eyes. He was able to hold on to a bush, and that's the only thing that saved his life to keep him from being pulled down the river with the rest of his family and pulled under. He's still, after a couple of years, struggling with the psychological effects of living through the cyclone, but Sahi is able to face every day with a hot meal and a place to stay and people that care about him and love him. And he enjoys singing, and he goes to Sunday school and church every Sunday. And he receives the assistance he needs because people here in the United States care about orphans and about children. And Sahi is one that he's faced a lot of hardship, things that he didn't have anything to do with. It wasn't his fault that the cyclone killed his family. But to actually see your brothers and your sisters and your mother and father die right mm-hmm. in front of your eyes, and there's nothing you can do about it, is bringing more burden on his shoulders than he deserves. And we don't, you know, he's only about 9 years old right now.
Mm.
And he's got enough in his life, and we just need to take away the fear of loss from him as much as we can. And that's the reason why feeding these kids has such great value, because there's something warm and fuzzy about knowing that you've got a meal, your stomach is full, and that you're being loved on and cared for. And this is something that's so easy to do with just a quarter from our pocket. Just a quarter. There are so many ways that we as Americans can cut back on some of the money that we waste. Did you know that 25% of all the food that we buy in the United States that we bring home gets wasted? We trim it a little bit. We trim the ends off the celery. We don't eat all of our potatoes, and we throw half of it away, or we might throw away some meat that's hung around the bone of a steak. But 25%, now this is not my figures, these are by the United States government. They've done these surveys. 25% of all the food we bring into the home is wasted.
Mm.
And one of the things that people are not aware of is that over around the country, we waste $100 billion worth of food every single year.
Unbelievable.
But if we were to cut back just 15% off that waste, just cut back to $15 billion worth, did you know that Food for Orphans could feed every single orphan in the world every single day if we just cut back the food we waste by 15%. That's not a lot. So what if we just did this? What if we just took a few bits of change out of our pocket at the end of the day and threw it into a jar?
Right.
That'd be enough to feed a child for the whole year.
Yep.
Well, and the truth is, Gary, as Danny was saying, Danny Johnson was with us in the first hour, and she was saying, you know, we not only waste food, we waste money all the time. We throw money after nothing all the time as Americans. And if we just cut back on our own spending, if you did one less Starbucks coffee run per week.
Yep.
If you do, what my family decided to do, and we're not a family of means, Gary, but what we decided to do in 2012 was to say, okay, if we get a babysitter and go to dinner and pay for parking in New York City, that's never going to cost us less than $92.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The babysitter is going to run 30, 40 bucks. The parking's going to run 20 to 50 bucks, depending on which garage it is in the city. And you're never going to get dinner for less than, $20 or something. So you're already at 92 without even really trying.
Mm-hmm.
If we decide for date night, one night a month between the lovely bride and I, instead of going out, but stay home, maybe make a frozen pizza, watch an old movie, play a board game, something that, that we enjoy doing with each other, that we could take as a family that $92 and feed one child every month for the next year. So we've made a commitment to $1,104, which is if you give a $92 gift each month, that's what it will turn into. I'm actually hopeful that the Lord is going to allow me to find a way to cut back on stuff that I do personally to try to do that again. So we're actually going to try to feed two orphans for an entire year every month for the entire year of 2012. And if we do, that'll be 24 children that we've been able to feed. That's a far cry from, where Danny is at feeding 5,000 a month. But just in cutting back waste, I think that's what the McCullough family can do. I've got to believe, if I'm not a person of means, that the people that have means that are listening can do even more than that.
Stephen, we're not talking about people suffering in their sacrifice, are we? We're talking about just a quarter.
Right. Absolutely. And it's so funny. You were talking about the food that gets wasted and this and that. And my wife yells at me all the time because I'll turn around and I'll go and get some, cold peanut noodles from the Chinese joint, and I just want a little taste of it, this, that. And Gary, I got to be honest, it'll sit in the fridge, and a couple days will go by, and we'll have a choice. Either it'll go bad, or you got to throw it away, or this or that. And I always actually, whenever I go out for a meal, outside the house that isn't prepared by one of my kids or my wife or myself, whatever, if there's any leftovers from a meal that we've gone out for, I always get it wrapped up, and I always try to find a homeless person on the street, and you always can, usually in New York City,
right,
and bless them in that way. But it's just, I really think that the kind of cool thing, to challenge people with, and the number to challenge you with is 800-503-1948. It's 1-800-503-1948, and the website is 2012in2012.info. It's 2012in2012.info. And, for those that can give, let me tell you something. You're going to make a difference with this opportunity.
Going to save a kid's life.
Absolutely. And then I love your thing, Kev. Skip a Starbucks.
Find a way to save a few bucks to feed a child.
Throw some coins in a jar at the end of each day.
Easy enough to do. 2012 and 2012.info, right back, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us. It's our special 2012 in 2012 weekend. Not only our broadcast, but other personalities in talk radio adopting this weekend to try to feed hungry children. And you can feed a child who will die unless you give him the meal that he needs to have his life saved for 25 cents. For 25 cents, you can save a child who will die if you don't give the 25 cents. That just, like, puts a spear through your heart. Now, here's a funny thing. Gary Van Dyke, CEO and founder of Food for Orphans, is also with us on the line. And here's the number, 800-503-1948, 800-503-1948, 800-503-1948, 800-503-1948, or online at 2012in2012.info, 2012in2012.info. Okay, just in the last commercial break, Stephen, we were talking about our children. And you said that there's this thing that happens between the girls in the Baldwin house, where when one of them's giving you a hard time, you turn to the other one and say, what are the two great motivations in life? And she says, pleasure or pain?
Right.
I immediately thought of Food for Orphans.
Right.
Because our pleasure is very wasteful. We walk around, we buy stuff we don't need, we go places we don't need to go, we eat things we shouldn't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in the meantime, that's motivating us, our pleasure, our ability to just do that. In the meantime, there are children who are in pain that will not eat because we're too busy pursuing our pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, you travel the world. And by the way, for people that want to know where these children are at that you're working with, they're in Central America, they're in South America, they're in Southeast Asia, they're in Africa, they're in Eastern Europe, they're in the United States. They're all over the globe, literally.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part of it, because one out of every 13 children in the world is orphaned. And there's no area of the world that we don't have orphans in. And unfortunately, so many of these kids are left to take care of themselves. Like little Margarita. Now, Margarita, what a beautiful name. She lives in the Dominican Republic. She's Haitian. She's a Haitian refugee. Stephen met her when Stephen was in the Dominican Republic with me when we toured the orphanages down there, but he didn't know her whole story. See, she was found living on the streets all alone at 8 years old.
Mm.
At 8 years old, she was living on her own in the streets. And when I say streets, I don't mean she was living in a homeless shelter. She was on the street. That's where she was sleeping, in the gutters of the street. And they have no information about her family. All they know is what her name is. She remembers her name as Margarita. Then she knows, and they could tell that she's Haitian, but they have no information about her family at all, and therefore there's no one to go to ask
to even claim
take over for her.
Right. Wow. And so it's children just like that have no resources, have nowhere to turn, and Food for Orphans is saying, hey, we've got maybe the most vital thing. I mean, next to air and oxygen, I think food and clean water are the two most important things that that children can have. And, Gary, people have tuned in and out since you said this earlier in the show. But the recipe that Food for Orphans has kind of put together is actually, I've worked with a lot of relief agencies. I don't know of any other group that has researched the nutritional needs of orphans and then has designed a diet around that. Explain what you guys did.
Well, the scientists at three different major food corporations got together and they said, look, we're in competition for shelf space on the grocery store, but let's see if we can't get together and do something to help orphans around the world who are starving. So they developed this recipe that has universal appeal because they had to find out something that they had to discover what the recipe would be that would appeal to all orphans around the world. So they put together a rice casserole. It's got rice and soy protein and dehydrated vegetables and chicken bouillon for flavor. And then they added 21 vitamins and minerals to the recipe mix. And that's what saves the life of these starving children. And they got together and they just said, look, let's work together. And they came up with this recipe and we've been following it now for several years. We have got, as a matter of fact, right before the broadcast, I was on an email about a shipment to Kenya where we've got 285,000 meals being shipped into Kenya.
Mm.
And so this is something that we do all the time, and this is one way that people can join us in saving the life of a starving orphan around the world. You know,
thanks,
70%
Gary.
Of orphans say that the lack of food is their number one problem.
Let's give the phone number real quick as we go to break.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Baldwin and McCullough Live. It's our very special weekend, 2012 and 2012. Make a difference in an orphan's life. The number is 800-503-1948, 1-800-503-1948. Thank you.
Coming right back.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough live on a very, very special weekend. It's our 2012 in 2012 weekend where we are just doing everything we can to get the word out about the fact that it just cost 25 cents to get a meal to an orphan, and every 90 seconds an orphan dies of starvation, unnecessarily of starvation or malnutrition. And this is, we just think it's silly. And for the price of a quarter, or for some of you, for $92, you can provide a meal for an orphan every day for 1 year.
Yeah, it's such a, well, there's two sides to this coin. And Gary Van Dyke from Food for Orphans, one of our strategic partners, is also with us. Gary, there's two sides to this coin. There's the innate sadness that the hungry kids are living in right now. But then there's that moment of happiness and joy when you give them that meal that has been scientifically created for them.
Mm. Well, they have great joy because they know that they're going to be able to eat. We've created it in such a way that even the children that live on their own, that don't have caregivers, that they can cook it themselves.
Explain how that works, because it is very simple.
Yeah, they all they do is boil a pot of water, throw in a bag, and let it sit for 20 minutes, and it cooks the whole thing, and then they're able to eat it, and it's six meals to a bag. So Several orphans can share that bag all at the same time.
Yeah. Food for Orphans is a highly rated feeding charity out of Colorado Springs. In fact, there's a group called the ECFA that asks if it can look at Christian ministries and audit their books on an occasional basis, and they've given you very high marks, Gary. And Stephen and I have both known of your work personally, so there's a very intense degree of integrity with this entire process, and we're grateful to be able to work with someone like you for this, because we do want listeners to know with confidence that the thing that they're giving their money to is actually making a difference, actually doing what we say it's doing in the lives of the kids.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And one of the things that I also think is important is for people to know that Stephen and his family actually went with us to visit some of these international orphan projects.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell you all the stories, but let me tell you something. Stephen doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk.
Yeah. And Stephen, I remember when you got back, you showed me an entire iPad full of pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
children that lived in garbage dumps, like literally scouring just to see if anything was in there that could be eaten.
Sure.
You guys went to a facility that just handles AIDS babies.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about some of your impressions of the children that, and for people that missed it, the story where you rolled up and the orphanage literally had nothing, like they were taking care of the children, mm-hmm. but no food in their pantry.
Listen, we could go on and on and on and paint a picture here for our listeners. The one thing that kind of, there is these things that you see when you encounter these situations firsthand, and listen, you know, you hear people say, oh, da 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 da, I went here, did this, did that, and it changed my life. You know, this is the real deal.
Right.
you go and see these things firsthand, it changes your life forever.
Your daughters and your niece.
Took my daughters and my brother Alex's daughter Ireland came along with us. Just thought it would be an experience for her, too.
How did those girls react to seeing children in this kind of desperate situation?
I think it definitely, you know, imprinted their mind and their psyche forever. You know, it gave them that sense that we have now where, wow, 25 cents and I go to Starbucks almost every day. You know what I mean? Like, as teenagers, you know, in their mind, however relevant that is,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and it leaves that impression. But the one thing probably the thing that freaked me out the most when I was over there was when we were visiting these folks that were living in the garbage dump, and that wasn't part of the plan. We were over there with Gary and Food for Orphans to go on these scheduled visits, and we went to one of these visits, and one of the gals that heads up one of the orphanages connected with my wife Kenya and talked about these people living in a garbage dump, and all of a sudden we were going over there. So
yeah.
it was an adventure. It was amazing.
Well, that's the thing about poverty. It doesn't really discriminate.
Yeah.
You know, it's anybody can experience it.
And, you know, you go into a garbage dump, and there's these trucks dumping stuff and people waiting underneath it to try to get, you know, certain items out of it that they can make money from to survive.
Yeah.
And the I'll just never forget, the thing burned into my mind more than anything in this kind of poverty was I was in the vehicle, we were leaving. We were all done. We were leaving. And just on the road on the way out was this woman who had gone and plucked as many pieces of fruit out of the garbage. And there was this little blanket laid out, and half an orange, half of this, half of that. But all of the pieces of fruit were completely covered in flies. There was flies eating the fruit. And she had laid it all out, and there's nothing she could do. She can't keep the flies off. She'd be waving them off 24/7, you know. But this is what she was going to bring home to feed her kids.
Mm.
And I'll just never forget the image of this woman just casually sitting there and the flies on the fruit. I mean, a fly on our fruit here in America freaks you out.
You return it back to the maker.
You're trying to kill that fly, and you're getting all crazy, and you know, where here was this woman just calm, casual, cool. She was just grateful to have the fruit. Forget the flies,
yeah.
You know.
And Gary, the thing about that story is that the children that that mother was returning to had a mom that could at least go get fly-infested fruit to serve them. Yeah, the children you're reaching out to don't even have that.
Yeah, what a blessing it is for those kids to have a mom who's out there trying to find food. It kind of reminds me of the little girl from the South Pacific. Her name was Lene. Her mother went kind of crazy, and right in front of Lene, she tried to kill Lene, but she killed her other two children right in front of Lene. And I don't know why Lene was saved, but the mother was unable to kill her. The mother went to prison, but there was no one to take care of Lene, and at 9 years old, she was left to live on the street. Well, she was finally taken in by a neighbor, and the neighbor sold her as a housekeeper.
Okay, Gary, hold that story. Mm-hmm. Final segment coming up. I want you to complete that on the other side of this. If you want to help a little child just like Lene, it's 800-503-1948, 1-800-503-1948, or get your gift matched.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Rick and it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. And the sad strains of Sam Cintron always means one thing. It's the last segment of the show. So every Saturday night, we're here with you. And WORL AM 660 in Orlando, thank you for welcoming us into your homes tonight. Our affiliate number 326, and we're grateful to be there. 1-800-503-1948 is the number we've been giving you all night tonight, 1-800-503-1948, because we've been telling you about 2012 and 2012. And, Gary, before we went to break, you were telling us about little Lene. Please finish that story.
Well, yeah, Lene was the one in the South Pacific where her mother went crazy, And Lene's mother killed Lene's brother and sister and tried to kill Lene. Mm. The mother was arrested. Lene survived the attack. And at 9 years old, she was on her own. She was finally taken in by a neighbor. But the neighbor sold her as a slave to be a housekeeper. And her new employer was making her do chores that were nearly impossible for a child of that young age. And then the husband began sexually abusing Lene at 9 years old. Lene finally was able to run away, and they found her trying to board a boat headed for another island. They took her to a crisis center. They found her with marks and burns all over her body. And after a long recovery, she was finally taken to a Christian orphanage where she did learn about what true love really was all about. These are the kinds of kids that we're helping. Kids that just don't have any hope at all. If we don't step up and say, look, I'm willing to make a small sacrifice, and I'm willing to help out this young child.
And it's so easy to do, friends. $92 feeds a child, just like Lene, for a full year. Stephen, give them the phone number one more time. A $92 gift will feed a child for a year. Challenge yourself. How many orphans can you feed this year?
1-800-503-1948. 800-503-1948. Or you can go to 2012and2012.info.
Right.
That's www.2012in2012.info.
And every gift given through that page will be matched by yet another charity partner called King's Ransom Foundation. So if you write a check tonight for $50,000 and you give that gift through 2012and2012.info, they will give exactly what you've given. But you got to do it through that webpage, 2012in2012.info. We're trying to see if we can feed 2012 orphans in 2012. And Gary Van Dyke from Food for Orphans, our strategic partner in this initiative. Gary, we're so grateful for your time tonight. Thank you for making this Saturday night a priority for us.
Thank you for joining us in this campaign to save as many orphan lives as possible.
Yeah. All right, we're back next week. In the meantime, please tell every friend you know about how we can help save a child's life. It costs as little as 25 cents. Friend, every single person listening should be able to call that number or go to that website.
And thanks to Danny Johnson for being our partner. And hello, Orlando. Hey, Orlando, call 1-800-503-1948 and make a difference in an orphan's life.
God bless you so much.
Thanks so much, Gary.
We can go to romance, Jesus, between you and your bride.